So, Hare Krishna, good morning. I want to welcome you to the second full day of the Harinam retreat and would like to relate to you the motto of today's day. It's yesterday we were thinking of some more or less technical questions. I wouldn't say entirely technical, but we were thinking of alignment, bringing the different elements into their space. Today, we have another motto, another theme. The theme of today is chanting in the awareness that we have a relationship with Krishna. And this is much more devotional, I would say. I noticed that some of our retreat visitors are exhausted in the sense they're not here. They must be resting somewhere in the clouds somewhere. This is what happens in a retreat. It's quite an intense situation where many things go on in our hearts, and I would suggest that you really time yourself properly, and you should think like a marathon runner. It's not how fast you go, it's how long you go. So I would like really that all of you can participate with full enthusiasm for the entire retreat. Yes, it's a little intense, but yes, we want to make proper spiritual, we want to live our spiritual life properly, so yes. Hare Krishna.
Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Pidana Vallava Giri Varadhadi Pidana Vallava Giri Varadhadi Pidana Vallava Giri Varadhadi Yasoda nandana praja jana ranjana Yasoda nandana praja jana ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Tapu para, tapu para, tapu para, tapu para. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha. Translation. One is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya if he seriously and sincerely says, My dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Bhaskajare Zadharine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadara Srivas O Bhaktavinam Hare Krishna Hare
Krishna Krishna
Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare
Rama Take it away.
Yes. Good. Sorry. So, let us again hear the translation, and then I would like to read to you another verse with a purport from Srila Prabhupada, which will shed a very interesting light on this verse. But let me, again, because now more of you have arrived, tell to you, this Kirtan retreat has every day a specific subject matter which we are concentrating on and which we are trying to develop and bring really to our full awareness. This day's subject matter is chanting with an awareness that we have a samband, a relationship to Krishna. And today's verse is really going very, very deeply into this relationship. In today's verse, we learn of a prayer, we hear of a prayer which we can do while we are here in this world, which again, you know, where we again request Krishna that he accepts us within this relationship. So I would like to read this verse again to you, and then I have a very nice perspective and angle from another verse and purport on this. One is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya if he seriously and sincerely says, "My dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service." It's a prayer, and it seems to be such a powerful prayer that it brings us into a relationship, at least into an awareness of a relationship. Do you also sometimes feel the pangs of Maya in your life? So we feel there's a bondage. We want one thing, but we can't. We want to be devotees, and we want to be in a surrendered mood, but something seems to stop us. That something is the bondage of Maya. So, here is a prayer. Please let us all repeat it, but you have to say it sincerely. What is it? Seriously and sincerely. My dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. Krishna Das Kaviraj continues, "It is my vow that if one only once sincerely surrenders unto me, saying, My dear Lord, from this day I am yours. And praise to me for courage. I shall immediately award courage to that person. And he will always remain safe from that time on. And here is an explanation how this works. When you turn to Krishna sincerely and seriously, being aware that there is a relationship which you have forgotten. It's not clear to you really what in detail this relationship is, but you sincerely can feel there is a relationship. I know it. I'm at the moment in unfavorable circumstances, that is, the world takes much more attention from me than I'm really willing to give, and I should give, but I really want to give more attention to this relationship. And see, when you turn to Krishna like that, I want this. Hare Krishna, this is the right moment. I want Radha Gopinath. The Pujari is our real friend. Thank you, Prabhu. You are saving us this morning. You're bringing the veil, the curtain of Maya, away. You feel you're there on the altar, and I'm worshiping you. And I think you're beautiful. You're dressed in flowers, and you seem to be happy in that transcendental realm. But there's something. I know I have a very concrete relationship. I don't know if you... Do you have friends? No, when I'm asking like this, you ask, do I have friends? No need to answer this to me. It's a very private question. Do I have friends? Friends are with you in good times and in bad times, and they also go with you when you go to the cremation place. You are on the stretcher and your friends are walking behind you. These are friends. They stick to you. You stick to them. It's a relationship which is not broken. Do you have friends? It's a good question, I think. So there is a personality who sticks with us even beyond the borders of death. There is a personality who has always been with us, even before this life, before we entered into the womb of our mother. There is a friend who is with us and who knows exactly what is going on in our heart. And imagine, we have forgotten him, but he is always in our heart as the Paramatma, and he helps us even in our comatose situation. So if you turn to this friend in the heart, and you make a sincere endeavor, then only your chanting and your other spiritual processes will get life. Otherwise, it's not really the real thing. It's not there. You still look for relationships in this world. I mean, you can, we all need a support system. And yes, we need friends in this world. But not at the risk of turning away from Krishna. Turn to Krishna, take care of your one relationship, the most important, and then go happily and turn to others and make friendships. But if you turn to others first and just ignore that most important friend, you won't even be a friend to others also. And others won't be a friend to you. It will be superficial. Your friendship will be skin deep. Superficial. So, based on your physical life in this world, based on your adopted persona, what you have taken. So, here is a very nice verse for you, where Prabhupada says where our philosophy explains how turning to Krishna changes the whole life. And it's given in forms of an analogy, which you know very well because it's the motto of our magazine, Back to Godhead magazine. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hayandakara Yohan Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhikara. Krishna is compared to? You said sunshine. And Maya is compared to? Correct. Wherever there is sunshine, there cannot be darkness. As soon as one takes to Krishna consciousness, the darkness of illusion, the influence of the external energy will immediately vanish. See how nice this is. How can I see you, Vasudev, if it's dark? If there is no... And how can I make a meaningful relationship? Where are you, Vasudev? I'm here. Where? Well, I don't know. It's dark. You know. I can only make a relationship to Vasudev when there is light and where I know where to find him and you know and see him and all this. So you can only have relationships when the son of Krishna is in your life, when you have taken care of that relationship. Two people walking in darkness, stumbling and falling, that's material relationships. When there is the son of Krishna, then that is the real relationship. So let us hear this verse now. It's a very nice purport by Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Ritertam yat patieta na patieta chatmani tat vidyat atmano mayam yathabaso yathatamah. Wherever there is light, there cannot be darkness. When a living entity becomes Krishna conscious, he's immediately relieved of all material lusty desires. Lusty desires and greed are associated with rajas and tamas, darkness and passion. When one becomes Krishna conscious, the modes of darkness and passion immediately vanish, and the remaining mode, sattva-gun, or goodness, remains. When one is situated in the mode of goodness, he can make spiritual advancement and understand things clearly. This position is not possible for everyone, unfortunately. When a person is Krishna conscious, he continuously hears about Krishna, thinks about him, worships him, and serves him as a devotee. If he remains in Krishna consciousness in this way, the darkness of Maya certainly will not be able to touch him. It's a wonderful verse. Be read if you want to pursue this in your personal study. Chaitanya Charitamrita, the text is here, 22, text 33, and we read as an explanation text 31 and purport. So, a little while ago, I have a friend, I should say like this, a Vaishnava friend, who lives for half a year in Vrindavan, and is in a line of teachings called the Vallabha Sampradaya. Vallabha met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and was the host. He hosted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Ayla Gram had exchanges with Mahaprabhu and was also a great spiritual teacher with a slightly different emphasis on spiritual teachings. So once Vallabha sat at the banks of the Jamuna, and he had a sincere question. A question which was plaguing him, which was really on his heart, and he just couldn't find an answer to this question. The question was, "My dear Lord, how can we again connect with you in all seriousness? How can I, and further, how can I bring conditioned souls to you?" And it is said in that Sampradaya that when you sit at the banks of Yamuna and you really have a serious question, Krishna, who is so pleased with Yamuna, will come and answer the question. We have a similar idea about Yamuna. We think Yamuna ji is one of the five, you could say, important gatekeepers in Vrindavan, that if you get the mercy of Yamuna, then you can enter Vrindavan. Therefore, pilgrims who go to Vrindavan usually take a bath first in the Yamuna or go and sprinkle. Have you heard already about this? Nima, you have seen Yamuna ji in Vrindavan and bathe? Yeah. Now there is some question of environmental concern about Yamuna ji, but one devotee from Dubai, Rakesh, is just now buying the big cleaning machines to give Yamuna ji a bath. It's important to get the toxins, the industrial waste out. So when this devotee prayed to Lord Krishna like this, Krishna appeared to him and said, "This is how you bring people to me, and this is how you connect to me. You must say, I'm giving you a mantra now." And then Krishna gave a Brahma Sambandha mantra, and it was very interesting. This mantra is top secret, but because I gave my friend many ladus, I got the mantra. I will not be able, because it's secret and I respect other lines very much. I think that is necessary in Vaishnavism. But I will give you the principle as it appears also in our line. And the principle really is that you go into meditation or into thought that I am in this body. I have forgotten you. I'm covered by the Panch Bhutas. Do you know what that is? The five elements. Earth, water, fire, air, and so on. And I am distracted by my mind, which always tries to connect me with the material energy. I'm here in this contraption. Contraption is like a prison. You know, a contraption. I'm trapped here. But from this day on, my dear Lord, I, who know that I have a relationship with you, will dedicate my body and my family and all of this which is surrounding me in your service. I am yours. So this idea, I am yours, is really the idea of this part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which I really request you to make a study of in your own time. See how Krishna speaks about this. One is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya if he seriously and sincerely says, "My dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you, for so many long years in the material world, today I'm surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service." Does this this sentence, please engage me in your service, does this sound familiar to you? Of course, I'm yes, that's the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. What this means, my dear devotees, and please discover this secret. If you want to chant and you want to be alive in your chanting, not dead, but alive in your chanting, you have to chant like this, that I have forgotten you. I'm in this world for so many long years. One could write a song from this, you know. For so many long years. Oh, so good. I'm so inspired by this. But today I'm changing this course. I don't want to any longer go in the material world. It's terrible. It's birth and death and suffering and hemorrhoids. Hare Krishna. Today I'm surrendering unto you. I'm your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. This is how Krishna accepts you. Here the next verse says this. It's my vow. He has given a vow. Do you know what a vow means? You can't break it. When you give a vow in the court, I vow that I speak the truth. If you then lie, it's very bad for you. You have to speak the truth. It's my vow that if one only once seriously surrenders unto me, you don't have to be super bhakta. Only once you have to be sincere and seriously. I mean, try to be as much as possible. And you say, from my dear Lord, from this day I am yours. And you pray for courage. Help me, I might forget it. I'm such a rascal, I have this mind. Then I shall immediately, says the Lord, award courage to that person, and he will always remain safe from that time on. This is how you should chant. I'm yours. Please engage me in your service. I know there is a relationship. I may not always feel it. I may forget it, but please don't take this as a personal offense. It's just my mind is so and so. Mm-mm, you know, my mind is so and so. I can't help it because I'm weak. Please help me. This sincerity, this openness, this frankness, this free from a facade to be a super bhakta, you know, and so on. This sincere, humble, real turning for Krishna, to Krishna is all he wants. All he wants. Then he gives you courage. Now the whole idea of kirtan, my dear devotees, is to move into the presence of the Lord by glorifying him. Praise him. Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's for Krishna. It's the most important way to turn to Krishna. Krishna describes that his devotees are turning through kirtan to him by saying this verse, Satam kirtayanto mang yatantascha dridha vrata. Vrata, they have a vow. They are determined to always glorify him. This is how you turn to Krishna. This is how you turn your face and become an antamukha bhakta. Don't remain a bahyamukha bhakta. What is a bahyamukha bhakta? It's a devotee who looks bahya to the external energy. The antamukha bhakta, mukha means face, who turns his face from the external world to the spiritual world, he goes like this, Krishna, I am yours, please accept me in your service. And he does kirtan in this mood. He does kirtan shamelessly. Have you listened to this word? Shamelessly. Shamelessly means he is not ashamed of the public opinion. That doesn't concern him. He has his relationship. His attention is fixed to Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, we should study in this connection a verse. It's like this. This is a very nice verse. Let the garrulous populace criticize me. What is garrulous? Garrulous, do I say it correctly? Garrulous or what? It's an American, it's an English, old English word. It's the talkative who always talk. You know, you know, im Deutsch sagt man, die geschwätzige Öffentlichkeit. I think you can hear what it means. Geschwätzig, schwatzen. You know, they always schwatzen, you know. You can, by the sound, you can know what it is, you know. Let them talk what they want. I don't care. We shall drink the honey wine of the sweet names of Krishna. We just drink this. So got this Hare Krishna. And we will roll around on the ground in ecstasy. Let them say what they want. We have found Krishna. And we are happy with Krishna. Shamelessly, I will say it in another word, let us not be concerned about public opinion. We are for Krishna. We stand for this relationship. We are for this. That's why I always, you know, I have a little technique. I like to study email addresses. When devotees have their spiritual names in the email address, then I think, oh, they are very much concerned with the spiritual domain. But when devotees whom I know have, and they are not businessmen or managers or don't work any important, significant leadership role in, if they have their kami names in the emails, I think, why are we not Krishna Das? Do we have to be ashamed to be Krishna Das? Do I have to be ashamed that I have given my life to Krishna? No, I will drink the honey wine of the holy name, and I will roll on the ground and cry, Hare Krishna, it's God. And let them think what they want. I know what they want. They want to also roll on the ground. They want ecstasy also. Everyone wants this. They want to give their love and they want to be loved. That's what we do. It's about bhakti. Bhakti means loving devotional service, no? We are in that. So when Krishna sees his devotees, his loyal devotees, his heartfelt devotees, who engage in his kirtan, he is so pleased. Once he was asked by Narada Muni, Krishna, where is your permanent address? Where do you always stay? And he said, Narada, I'm not in Vaikuntha. I'm also not in the hearts of the yogis. I am wherever my devotees are chanting my name. There I stand. There I am present. Just like you are loyal in your chanting to Krishna, giving your heart to Krishna, Krishna is loyal to you. Just like you go into the relationship by praising Krishna, Krishna thinks, this devotee is mine. I'm his. He can sell me on the marketplace. I'm his. You know, this is a relationship. This is a friendship. This is what we want. And this is what we can express in kirtan. So, how do you come into this idea of a relationship? Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Jagadananda write about this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, as long as the jiva remains forgetful of his eternal relationship to Krishna, he will wander through the illusory world. But, you know, when a jiva meets a Vaishnava, while he is wandering through the world, who gives him Sambandha Gyan, the beginning of his spiritual journey has taken place. Sambandha Gyan means that the Vaishnava will stop you. Hey, you're wandering. Yes, I'm wandering. Do you know what this world is? Do you know who you are? Do you know what you are part of? Or no? This world, well, it's a shopping center. No, there's much more to the world. Well, it's my working place. No, there's much more. The Vaishnava will explain to you. And who are you? Well, I never thought about this, really. That's from Socrates, isn't it? Who am I? We live in the world of internet. I'm not asking such questions any longer. You know, and so on. No, when you meet a Vaishnava and he starts to educate you about 3 points, then your spiritual journey starts. Do you want to know these 3 points? It's a meditation which we will do at the end of this discovery class, but it goes like this. Sambandha Gyan, this knowledge which makes the beginning of your spiritual journey, means to think, I'm an atomic particle of consciousness and the eternal servant of Krishna. It's nice that some of you want to write it down. Good. But you will get this on your summary. You know, you don't have to write. This is in your summary, so you can listen with full attention. Krishna is the infinite, that means unlimited, conscious entity, and my only master. I am very small and the eternal servant, and Krishna is unlimited. The material world is a prison house that is meant to reform my disloyal tendencies. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if you don't chant from this place, I'm an eternal servant of Krishna, I have a relationship. As long, he says, as one's knowledge of Krishna and the self is unsteady, you know, when you don't know who is Krishna, the infinite, your infinite master, and if you don't know that you are a small part of his, one is polluted by anattas and can only chant a semblance of the holy name. Semblance means a shadow, not the substantial name. If you don't come in your kirtan practice to this place, I'm yours. I belong to you. I'm really, you know, I'm a soul trapped in the body. If you don't come from this place, you chant only the shadow. And the shadow cannot give you a substance. You know, if I have here the shadow of this water and I try to somehow get the shadow in my mouth, my thirst will remain. So if you chant only a shadow of the holy name or a semblance means it looks like the holy name, but it is not, then you will still keep your material attachments alive, which will manifest in what? Anarthas. Do you know what anartha? Of course we know this. Unwanted habits, you know, lusty desires. You know, what else is an anatta? Pride, I would say. Pride. Envy is also, you know, these real habits, you know, when you hear of some other good qualities, someone else made it, you're envious of him or her, and his or her service. Anatta, you are really anatta part. You have taken shelter in anattas, you know. When someone does more service than you, or has finally been successful to have a child, and you are envious, yeah, I don't have a child, but they have a child, and look how happy they look. And all these anattas, these unwanted habits, you know, that they will govern you if you just can't go that deep where you meditate about your relationship with Krishna. Did we talk already about this? How the seed of bhakti must be planted into the subtle body, the antakarana, the inner mind? No? See, we all have an external shell around us, the body, the anamaya kosha. We have another shell, the subtle mind, around us, covering us. In one word, it's a complex thing which covers us. It's the antakarana, the inner instrument. That's how our subtle body is used, is called. It's an instrument. You can use your mind. Huh? You can say, let's think about something, and your mind goes to the task, and so on. But unfortunately, the instrument has made us the instrument. Imagine you have a hammer with which you want to put a nail into the wall, and one day the hammer said, "This is too much, I'm not your instrument any longer." And the hammer goes like, "Gong, gong, gong, gong. Come with me." And it pulls you somewhere. This is what the mind should be, our servant. We should use it. But our mind tells us what to do. Hare Krishna! This is a scandal. It's very bad. Very unusual. So if you want to have Krishna consciousness, you need to bring this consciousness into your instrument, your mind, and you need to work like this. You have to bring the seed of bhakti, which is sambandha gyan, and the process of devotional service, abhideya. You have to plant it into your mind, into your buddhi, into your chitta, and into your ahankara. You have to bring the seed of bhakti there. Don't bring the seed of bhakti on your frizura or on the zari. That's not where it should go. The knowledge of bhakti is not manifesting in dressing styles and words. It has to go inside the subtle mind, the instrument, and pervade it, penetrate it, put its light there, and make the mind Krishna consciousness, the ego Krishna consciousness, intelligence Krishna consciousness, and your whole consciousness Krishna conscious. Then only it is said this knowledge must be. How do you bring the seed deep? It says this knowledge must be contemplated constantly, so that the vasanas, the desires, which remain in the subconsciousness, like greed, sympathy, and antipathy, can't eat the seed of bhakti away. I will repeat it. You really look lost, Prabhu. I will repeat it for you. This is a deep concept, yes. The seed of Krishna consciousness, what is it? Sambandha and abhideya. What is sambandha and abhideya? Sambandha is the knowledge of what? Relationship with what? Krishna and soul and material world. Radha Damodar is a scientist. Yes, we need to know how we are here. It's 3 points. You know, I am a soul. You know, this is my first understanding, my first connection. I am a soul in this world. That's my second step, and I have a relationship with Krishna. This is how you chant. And then you add to this the Abhideya. Abhideya means the practice of Krishna consciousness. And when that comes together, bhakti is there. Then you can chant the real name. Otherwise, you have the shadow. You stand in the shadow. You are a shadow man. You are a shadow devotee, a shadow Vaishnavi, a shadow Sachinandan Swami, a shadow guru, a shadow GBC, a shadow this and that. You need to constantly think about this. You need to not lose it again. I'm a soul. I am in this world at the moment, but I have a loving relationship, my most important relationship. And when this is there, then greed cannot come and lust cannot come. Are you sometimes lusty? No one wants to say this. No, Maharaji, not we, not me, my neighbor. You know, or envious, or whatever, greedy, or ill. You have no chance when these heavy things come if you don't take shelter in these deep concepts. I'm an eternal soul. I remember once I was very, very ill. I have this in this life, you know. At that time, I was bombed on the stage. I was on a stage. It was in Serbia, and the Chetniks, the nationalists, had thrown bombs on me to finally make me stop. You know, heavy bombs. You know, tear gas, and chemical bombs on me, and then I fell from the stage. Into the arms of Ishvara Chandra, I still remember. He took care of me that I didn't break my neck. You know, he brought me out of the hall on the lawn, and then it took an hour for me to come back in the consciousness. Then I went to Israel to En Gedi. This is a place where you can get healthy. En Gedi is next to the Dead Sea, and I needed to get all this poison out of the body. So I did something wild. I went every day in the Dead Sea, and I slept in the Dead Sea for 1 hour, because it's the sea that it takes by an osmotic process the poison out of your cells. It's really good. So I had a rope on my toe so that I wouldn't drift to Palestina or somewhere. And I tied it on a stone, and then I sleep. Because you can sleep. You don't sink to the ground. It's a very much salt there. So I was there, and it was a little boring, so I just slept. So then I went to the spa, and that was a mud spa. Mud spa. Mud, you know, they take the mud and they put it on the body, and then they soak in the sun. And I saw this lusty scene. There was a person, an American person, who had a beautiful American beauty queen, Miss America or something. I heard they were famous actors, and they were not dressed properly. And this American man put mud over his American girlfriend in all the parts, you know. of her undressed body, and they were just, you know, really lusty at creating it. And I was there, you know, just innocently sitting. You know, you can't escape when you are Hare Krishna. And then I felt, ooh, this is not a good association for a sannyasi. At the moment, it's not extremely ideal for renunciation, you know. And then I began to just think, okay, let me think now spiritually. I'm an eternal soul. This world is surrounding me. And I have a relationship to Krishna, and these people also, and they are surrounded by five elements. You know, the body is just five, the same old five elements, which you find in the slums, on the ground, earth, water, fire, air, ether, they have assembled. It was, and I looked again into the world, and I thought everything was all right. I thought differently. You know, from this position we have to chant, my dear devotees. And then, what happens? Maya releases you from her clutches. If you sincerely and seriously say, my dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. So I would like to end this class by requesting all of you to turn now to your one relationship, or physically I mean also, turn please towards the altar. It will, I know some devotees have to prepare prasadam. Just please, everyone, stay. It's only a few minutes. I really intend to end on time. I would like to read to you a spiritual text from the Prema Vivata, and I request you to hear this text, which will talk about a soul who laments that he has served the illusory material energy for so long, and who regrets this, and who turns to Krishna with a sincere prayer. We read this spiritual text. While I'm reading it, please relate the text to yourself and to Radha Gopinath, who are standing on the altar. I will also request you to address Gopinath at one stage. Please do this prayerfully and thoughtfully. When I request you to pray, I will make this sound, and then when you hear this sound, you kindly pray. Roaming about in the material world, taking one birth after another, if by chance the living entity comes in contact with a saintly person, he becomes immediately knowledgeable of his true identity as pure spirit soul, an eternal servant of Krishna. The living entity is enlightened by this knowledge and likes this. Yes, I am a true spirit. Pure spiritual soul. He does not want material entanglement any longer. And he laments, alas, why have I served this illusory material energy for so long have just served and served Maya. He regrets and he cries out, Krishna, my Lord, I'm your eternal servant. Ever since I left the shelter of your lotus feet, my life has been completely devastated. Krishna, my Lord, Krishna, my Lord, I'm your eternal servant. Since I left the shelter of your lotus feet, my life has been completely devastated. Lord Krishna is so merciful that if anyone appeals to him earnestly, he immediately releases the jiva from material entanglement. When the jiva breaks away from Maya's captivating spell and strives towards Lord Krishna by rendering devotional service, he regains the supreme shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. Lord Krishna gives him strength and gives him his own transcendental internal potency. And this strong power of the Lord's spiritual potency makes the influence of Maya weak, so that Maya cannot rule the living entity any longer. So again, Shishi Radha Gopinath, I am yours. Please engage me in your loving service. Shishi Radha Gopinath ki. Thank you very much for listening this. You can Krishna, Krishna. If you want to chant with some Bandha Gyan and chant the real name, it's important that you apply this type of meditation. Not exactly like it, but that you chant like this and make a few steps, you know, come to this. I am atomic part of consciousness, I'm a soul, I'm in this world composed of the material elements, and I'm now turning to you, please engage me in your service. And you will see magic unfold in your kirtan, japa and kirtan practice. It's really... We will work on this in our workshop a little bit more and train this and get a few more aspects and things. But today we will dedicate only to this at Kirtan. All right. Now I went a little over time. Is there one question? Vasudev, this is one question.
If I think about it, applying this Sambandha Gyan, meditating on it, still something holds me back to really, you know, surrender to Krishna. And I can. It's really the hope that there's still something in the material world.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like, okay, I don't have really full faith in it, but the hope is not exactly fully exhausted.
Yeah.
Kunti prays about this in the third exhaustion. But that allows us to address Krishna Guru with that. So, in mo- most of us are very young, we still like have still some hopes in the material world, we're not completely exhausted. How do we deal with that?
Have you all acoustically understood what he said? Isn't it a beautiful point? We have some hope. What dies every evening, but is born again every morning? Hope. In the evening it dies, but in the morning, because it's frustrated another day, in the morning it's there. This is Yudhishthira's answer. He was asked this question, what dies every evening and is born every morning? The hope. Vasudev, you have asked the right question, and I knew it when I saw your hand going up. Vasudev, I will sincerely give you an answer now. It's as sincere as I can be. I know the party line. Don't be in Maya, Vasudev. Don't have this hope. But it doesn't work like that. You have to have another hope. A more enlivening hope. I will go to the land of love. I will go. I'm very disqualified, unfortunately. Yes, I have some hope. But my hope is I will go to Vrindavan. I will go on the pathways of Vrindavan and I will sit down and I will wait. When is my queen coming? Queen's Day. When is Queen's Day coming? When is my queen coming? And she will see me crying, oh, I'm lost. Radhe, Radhe. And then she will give me the mercy. Come, don't cry, do some service. Yes, what? So hope, ashabandha. In devotional service, there is sambandha and there is ashabandha. Sambandha means relationship and ashabandha. Sambandha means some together and bant. This is a bant. It is, see this black thing? It connects the microphone to the small microphone to the big microphone. The bondage is here. So the relationship connects the small soul to the infinite, to the Lord. So there's sambandha and there is ashabandha. Asha means hope. Bound by hope. I have this hope that somehow I will go to Krishna. And that's why we, you know, how can you work with a mind which is not doing what you want him to do? You know, you have to just purify the mind and make it attracted to Krishna. That's why I really believe so much in the kirtan, because in kirtan your heart gets purified, and then if you think of the persons whose name you chant, then it's good. We will hear some first class Krishna katha. I don't know when, I have to look at the schedule. Today we will hear some first class Gauranga katha. When we want to hear about this world. And then we want to have a hope to get there. We want to get attracted there. Because the hope lives in the mind and in the cells of the body to enjoy the world. It's just there. Like sweat, it's just there. You may not like it, but you sweat. And then again, I have to wash everything, you know. Maybe I should stop dancing. No, that I can't do. Why do I sweat? And, you know, hope is there. And you should do some analytical thinking. You should prove to your mind in a few simple steps how material life cannot make you happy. It's very simple. The soul has unlimited desires, but the world is always limited. It just can't, the two are incompatible. When I am a Maya, I just go through a few thought steps. And what is the material world, the material body, when one is attracted to another material body? Earth, water, fire, air, and ether. And then I translate that into something which has more punch, you know, slime. I don't want to go in the detail before Radha Gopinath. You know, I have my words, you know, which work. They are a little bit more powerful than the abstract earth, water, fire. You know these words. You have heard many lectures about this. You know, it's usually bathroom subjects, you know. don't need to. Hare Krishna. That is important also. You have to work on that field. But if you don't have the positive and only have the negative, the negation, the hope won't die by that. You have to transfer the hope to the positive. I want to thank you very much. You have entered your second day of the retreat. I want to congratulate you. You did very well on the first day. I must say, I was a little skeptical coming here, like every year, because there are so many activities and sometimes a distracting atmosphere. But you were really focusing and you were with the retreat. I could see that and I could hear that when we chanted. Again, I want to give you a short, let me say, there are two little announcements. You have now 2 hours free for you, 1 hour and 45 minutes for taking breakfast, everything, taking care, washing things, and preparing yourself so that you are there at 11 o'clock. Please don't come on the last minute. Be there, come in a good mood. Use the time wisely now. And another very short announcement is we have the theater groups which are presenting to us on the last day, that is on the day when we celebrate the retreat, that we will have a celebration. It's called Welcoming the Gift. It's very, very wonderful. On Thursday evening, and there will be theater plays which will summarize in a humorous way or in a creative way or in a far out way, I don't know, the teachings of the individual days. And we have one group which is still not totally filled up. It's not a complicated, you don't have to be, I don't know, a famous actor. Maybe Ronald Reagan. So you don't have to be Ronald Reagan or whatever. Why are you laughing? Maybe there are more famous actors. If you can please come to Banu Nandini, she will connect you with a group, whoever wants to take part in it. It's really very creative and very useful because we will see a focus on the day. So please, after this lecture, just briefly meet Banu Nandini. She's there. They will be connected. Good. So, see you at 11 o'clock. Shri Radha Gopinath ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaur Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bol.